Mason. I'm a therapist and author based in London, UK, where I have lived and worked since I moved here from Norway over 2 decades ago now, which is wonderful. Although I must admit, I still miss Norwegian staples such as salted licorice and brown cheese sandwiches, but enough about that. The idea for this podcast series came from something I recently published with Lawrence King Publishing called Therapy Toolkit. Therapy Toolkit is a concept designed for intuitive self-exploration through looking at your past to better understand your present, with a focus on your earliest formative years and relationships. I have adapted the concept for this couples podcast. It's not exactly the same, but it carries the same theme, as in delving into your past to better understand yourself and, for this podcast, your partner and your relationship now. It's also designed for couples to listen to and engage with together, with all the episodes in chronological order. This is to allow time for things to make sense and be absorbed at a more realistic pace. In this fast-moving social media world with constant promises or desire for instant reward or gratification, this may feel a little slow at first, but this is not intended as an immediate fix. It's rather designed to open up for a new depth in your relationship and a new depth within yourself. And engaging with the process with patience and an open mind will hopefully be of great benefit to you both in the long run. I want to stress here at the very beginning that if there is emotional or physical abuse in your relationship, then please seek appropriate support either through a domestic abuse charity or by contacting the appropriate authorities. I am aware, however, that for some it can be difficult to ascertain whether what is happening to them or in their relationship is abusive or not. If you're harbouring thoughts or fears, however small, that what you are experiencing may be abusive or harmful, please reach out to someone for support and hold off on going through these episodes together. Similarly, if you're in a very aggressive conflict situation, I recommend that you seek outside support in person via counsellor or a charity. Details of all this can be found on my website, lynnmartinson.com. On this website, you can also find a resources section with a comprehensive list of mental health charities and suggestions for further reading, as well as a downloadable document with all the exercises I'm giving throughout this series. I suggest you have this, as well as a timer at hand before each episode. It's also important that you each have a notebook for this series, where you can write down what I suggest you prepare for the next episode or to use during the episode as directed. If you need a larger piece of paper for an exercise, like the family tree for instance, make sure it stays with your notebook. Keeping it all in one place will make it easy to keep track of your process. Also, there is one thing I will ask you to do at the end of each episode, and that is to briefly write down in your notebook the answer to 4 questions. You can find the questions in the exercise sheet on my website, or you can write them down now to use at the end of this episode. The questions are: what do I remember most vividly from the episode? How am I feeling physically? How am I feeling emotionally? What can I stay curious about within and about myself until the next episode? They should only be very brief answers, and try not to overthink it. Rather, intuitively feel your way to the answer without judgment. The answers to these questions will be used in preparation for and in the 10th and last episode. Now, I've been thinking a lot about the best way to start this series and this journey of exploration. If you were a couple sitting directly opposite me, I could get a sense of the energy you carry with you into the room, both as a couple and as individuals. And I could get a sense of the tone I should adopt very quickly, whether there is humour present, whether there is palpable trauma that needs immediate attention. And I could hear directly about the context for your lives, your work, your financial situation, your wider family relationships, your cultural backgrounds, your kids. There are so many things that are a part of who you are as a couple, things that relate directly to the trials and tribulations of your relationship right now. But none of this is visible to me, and you have no way of telling me. But then I thought, actually, the role of a couples therapist is to facilitate you being able to hear each other. So I thought, I need and I want to find a way to connect you to this process. As this series is designed as an experiential series of episodes, meaning it requires participation from you both in various exercises throughout, I thought we could start with a very simple exercise of taking a couple of minutes to tell each other how you are. And yes, that's going to feel really awkward and you are not going to want to do it, but please indulge me and indulge yourself. This may sound simple, but it's an important first step and very often a step that becomes increasingly difficult to do if you're in a more difficult place. I know it will be tempting to say, I'm fine, how are you? I'm fine, how are you? But try to include one physical sensation and one feeling word, like a stiff neck, tight chest, slight headache, and curious, irritated, angry, happy, and so on. And only listen when the other person speaks, and try to do so with a receiving mind. I'm hoping that bringing your own voices in early will create a less impersonal experience for you as we move forward, and instill in you from the very beginning the importance of your here and now, as in what you are feeling in the moment when you sit down to listen to this. Also, as soon as I imagined you telling me how you are, I connected with this process in a very different and more intimate way myself. I invite you to pause the recording now, do a brief check-in, and start the recording again when you're finished. If you wish, you can set the time for 2 minutes. Sitting here right now as you do, together, you may be feeling vulnerable. Each of you hoping to find some way to be heard, to be seen, to make the other really understand who you are and what you need. Or perhaps you feel reluctant to engage with this process. Maybe it feels intrusive or strange or even boring. These are vulnerabilities in their own way too. I may be making assumptions here, and everybody's realities will be different, but in my experience, there's often an underlying fear in couples of one of you being made the culprit. This is something that can often get in the way of the process, that in order not to seem the bad guy, there's not complete openness, just in case you come across wrong. Of course, sometimes you might, and sometimes you are. That's human, and this can indeed be pounced upon by your partner, which then confirms your fears. This only goes to cement the impasse, or deadlock if you will. I often meet with couple clients, an impasse I've called the crevasse. I would like you to imagine this. Two people are wedged together in a crevasse, and a crevasse is a deep crack in a large sheet of ice, like a glacier. They both blame the other for leading them into the crevasse and simultaneously want the other to help them get out, which of course they can't because they're stuck too, feeling the same. Then I come along, seeing two people wanting the other to rescue them, and they see me and wonder, what on earth can she actually do from there? You imagine I could throw you a rope, but that only one of you can get up at the time, and if one goes up, the other invariably must fall down, because the stuckness is also keeping you in place. Couples most often seek my support because they feel deeply lodged in their conflict. And by conflict, I don't necessarily mean overtly aggressive conflict. It could be any kind of conflict that makes it hard to truly communicate. And in this place of conflict, they feel there's no way they can support the other to get out. This is where most of the stuckness happens in therapeutic couples work. The inability to think and feel they can help the other. Crevasses form, and I'm abbreviating this a bit, as a result of the sheer stress generated when two semi-rigid pieces have different rates of movement. So your different ways of feeling and thinking literally stresses the foundation of your relationship so much it can create a crevasse you both fall into. Now, the metaphorical rope I actually throw you in this crevasse, in this stuckness, is a space where you are allowed to be messy and vulnerable without immediate judgment. And this is something I always encourage my clients to give each other too, because if you can both offer non-judgmental listening, you build enough trust to know that neither one will be left behind and you can move out of the stuckness together. Basically, you've tied the rope to both of you. Of course, you may feel that you are not in a crevasse, which is great, but chances are your relationship is sometimes under stress and pressure. Being aware of what these stresses and pressures may be for you, and not least how and why they build up, gives you the tools to better support yourself and each other through them, so you can avoid getting stuck. Before you listen to the next episode, where we will be exploring listening techniques and hopes and fears, I'd like you to take some time, perhaps a day or two, to reflect on what you believe your own stresses and pressures are that bring conflict or communication issues to your relationship. And I don't mean because you never do the washing up or you're always late. I mean, what might be the expectations you feel unable or unwilling to meet, or you begrudgingly meet from your partner? And why do you think you feel this way? I suggest you do something gentle in each other's company now, like watch a funny show together, go for a little walk, it could be anything. Or you can give each other some quiet time if that is needed. This post-session negotiation of needs is an important part of the process, so do give it due consideration after each episode. And remember to write down your answers to the four questions now while the end music plays. I wish you well and look forward to welcoming you back in episode 2.